Welcome to Time with Our Body Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 24th, Wednesday, 2020, day 176. Today's topic, I call, you answer, you greatly emboldened me. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 138 verses 1 to 8, 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 to chapter 7 verse 20, Acts chapter 15 verses 36 to chapter 16 verse 15, Proverbs 17, verses 24 to 25. Today's main passage, Psalm 138, verses 1 to 3. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is, I call, you answer, you greatly emboldened me. Since the beginning of this pandemic, churches and Christians of the whole world have been crying out to God for his mercy and healing. Is he going to answer our prayers? Today's Psalm 138 verses 1 to 3 gives us the answer. Yes, God will surely answer our prayers. Today's Psalm also teaches us how to cry out to God. Number one, praise. Praise and give thanks to God. Number two, word. Bow down and worship God, ready to listen to his word. Number three, crying out. Cry out to God and to receive his promise. Wow, this is what Archbishop Melton and I have been doing through our daily noontime prayer since March. Actually, we have been experiencing the fruit of our call to God. Number one, we are greatly emboldened. No more feeling insecure. Number two, we are being strengthened. No more feeling powerless. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to keep on crying out to you that we can be emboldened and strengthened. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be willing to cry out to God daily in the midst of this pandemic that you can experience the fruit of your prayers to be emboldened and strengthened? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.